the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Black History Month is when we stop and pay tribute to the contributions African Americans have made to the United States. One of the ways Missouri State is paying tribute is by uplifting Black voices who are making a difference in their community. Dr. Ashley Payne, Assistant Professor of Psychology at Missouri State University, created a mentorship program for local Black adolescent girls called Black Girl Talks. I'm Adair Seifert, and today Payne explains the heart behind Black Girl Talks and the difference it's making in our community.
Black Girl Talks is a mentoring program that is specifically centered around the experiences of Black college women and Black high school girls. So what we do, we take Black college women from Missouri State University, and we go into local high schools, and we mentor Black high school girls between the ages of 14 and 18.
Black Girl Talks not only provides mentorship, but it also dives into topics that teenage girls might be facing.
So some of the topics that we cover are racism, sexism, mental health, education, identity, body image, love and relationships, and new this coming spring is going to be friendships. What fueled this program here at Missouri State is actually an experience that I had at the University of Memphis. So I did a similar program, not exactly the same, but kind of similar. It was a hip-hop-based education program where we connected hip-hop to English language arts. And what I noticed in that program is that a lot of Black girls wanted to participate. And they wanted that mentorship not only from me, but from the college students that I brought in to help kind of tutor them through the process. So when I came to Missouri State, I saw that there was a need for that same type of mentorship. So I created a program that dealt with issues that were central to Black women. And we created programs and activities that were all Black girl and women centered so that we could talk about our experiences in spaces that might not always allow us to do so.
This program meets 2 days a week for about 8 to 10 weeks. During that time, they do various activities that help them dive deeper into the topics they cover.
First day of the program, we do like an icebreaker activity that is Black girl and Black woman centered. So it really depends on the week. So for example, for mental health or body image, we would do hip hop yoga, for example. For identity, we would have them create an album cover that reflects their experience. Or we would have them fill in this shadow of a Black girl or a Black woman with words that describe who they are or Black women or Black girls in general. Or we might have them pick their educational role model that is a Black woman and have them talk about why this person is their role model. So we do different activities like that. It really depends on the topic. And then after that, we have focus group discussions, because in addition to the actual mentorship program, we also do research because we want to contribute to the knowledge surrounding Black girls and women. We do an activity called Photo Voice. Photo Voice is a research method where they go into their communities and they take photos of things that are central to who they are as Black girls and women. So for education, they might go around their school and take pictures of things that represent what education looks like for them as Black girls and women. And a lot of times it's not always positive, but we have to, you know, document and talk about our experiences.
The program has not only given the girls confidence in their personal life, but has also opened the possibility of furthering their education.
We've had quite a few of our mentors actually become students at Missouri State. We've had a lot of students who have never thought about going to college, now considering going to college, actually putting in a plan to go to college, talking about, they still talk to their mentors. So they're talking about, okay, now what college should I apply to next? And really just building those relationships. So like I said, the mentors and the mentees still talk to each other from 2 years ago. And I'm just happy to be a catalyst to the relationship that they have built. Follow us on Instagram at MSU Black Girl Talks. You can also follow us on Facebook, MSU Black Girl Talks.
That was Assistant Professor of Psychology, Dr. Ashley Payne from Missouri State. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.